We've got president of the Southern California Naturist Association, Gary Mussel, on the line with us this morning. Gary, welcome to 1590 The Connection. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great.
If we may speak first about the Naturist Association and then specifically about Bates Beach here in our neck of the woods, that's what I'd like to do. And tell us, the Naturist Association, I have some of your materials, and what is your mission statement, and how do you go about it, and what's your membership like, and what's the demographics of your membership, and can the average Joe join, and et cetera?
Wow. All in about a minute and a half, huh?
We've got time if you've got time.
The organization is about 5 or 6 years old. It's a nonprofit California corporation based in the San Fernando Valley, Ventura County, Santa Barbara County. We've got about 120 paid active members. We have a mailing list of about 450 above that, and connections to maybe a couple of thousand beyond that that occasionally talk to us or come to events. We are a travel club, which means we don't have an actual location. We travel around to different people's backyards on a monthly basis, or go off to one of the resorts or parks that are scattered around the periphery, and are trying to win back a nude beach in the Santa Barbara area that was nude for 30 years, that was taken away a couple years ago because a couple people complained, and we're trying to get that back. And that's what the purpose of the $2 bill campaign is in the petition right now.
Okay, and we'll get into those in just a bit. Yep. Well, is the Southern California Naturist Association affiliated with a national umbrella organization?
Yeah, we actually are affiliated with both national organizations. We're affiliated with the American Association for Nude Recreation, which has about 50,000 paid members nationwide. The Nature Society is the other national organization that has about 40,000 people nationwide. They have complementing purposes. The Nature Society focuses on nude recreation on public lands, on beaches, and general policy. The ANR organization has a parallel purpose. They focus on establishing areas where you can be nude, primarily on private property, resorts, parks, and like that. They've been around for 75 years. So they complement each other to do different things. We believe they both need supporting, and we belong to both and are active in both.
Now, what does it take to become a member?
Well, it actually, you have to go through an organization, a pre-screening process. Anybody can join. We're open to the couples, families, singles. We have probably half the group being couples. There are some families. The age range of our group runs from about 24 up to about age 95, believe it or not. And we have some members that have been there since the 1950s in our group. They're kind of our patron saints, as it were. But you have to go through a pre-screening process. You can't just walk in. We do check everybody through the Megan's Law database and other databases to be sure there's no felons or sex offenders around. We do a pre-interview to be sure that people's objectives are in alignment with ours. The mission really is to have fun, to promote clothing optional recreation wherever it's appropriate. And if you're just coming there to ogle at the girls or to try and pick up people or be a general annoyance, we don't want you, and we say so. Because we say that up front, we don't get a whole lot of rejects. People know what they're getting. The families enjoy it. They know it's a family-safe environment. We do have kids. We have a no-camera allowed policy on a lot of our events, and certainly nobody's allowed to take pictures of anybody under 18, even your own kids, at the events for their own privacy, and to help with the political environment around.
Does it cost?
But kids grow up in the environment. They marry. They leave to the teens. Sometimes they come back, they bring their boyfriends, they get married, have their own kids, and there are many that are third or fourth generation nudists.
And to be a nudist means what?
Well, that term, the term naturist and nudist in the Americas is kind of used interchangeably. In Europe, they're almost always called naturists. The way I define the difference is the nudist is the person who is primarily likes to enjoy normal life environment without clothes, whenever possible. A naturist has a little wider view and embraces environment, vegetarianism, exercise, which is more the European model. But in America, it's really kind of been interchanged in the last 30, 40 years, so it doesn't really make a difference.
I'm glad you made that distinction. And does it cost to join the Naturist Association?
Well, every organization's got has their own different dues structures. Our rate is $75 a person or $100 a couple. The Naturist Society nationwide is, I think, $53 a year. You get a great magazine for that. The ANR magazine, ANR organization, runs in the same area, and that allows you to get a card to go to any of the 270 authorized resorts around the country.
Now, I've shared with our listeners prior to our conversation this morning, I was raised in a nude family, so I get how liberating that is, and frankly, when I get home, my clothes generally come off, and I mean, but I do that alone. I live alone, but when my children are around, I don't do that, and I'm not quite sure I get what the deal is about having to be in public with others naked.
Well, that's the hardest thing to convey to other people. There is a line that you cross mentally. It's a shame boundary. There's a lot of advertising and social pressure that tells you that nudity is sex, or certainly a prerequisite for that. You have to have a great body. You have to, if you don't look like something out of Playboy, then there's something wrong with you. And there's a liberating line that some people decide to cross, that they enjoy it and they like to share the experience with other people. It's no different than any other social activity. There are people who hunt together, there are people who surf together, people who snowboard together, and nudists are just people who enjoy
being naked together.
Getting naked together. And there's nothing special about it. It's just a way of feeling free together. It attracts people of all religious faiths, all political persuasions, every occupation in the world. You have a chance to meet people you otherwise would never meet because you might be intimidated by the car they drive or the clothes they wear. And it's a great leveler.
We're visiting with Gary Mussel, who is the president of the Southern California Naturist Association. And then we wanted to speak with you specifically about Bates Beach. And Bates Beach, I understand, is, I've never been there, but it's just over the county line, just north of Rincon Point. It's actually in Santa Barbara County.
That's correct.
And it was
Bates Beach because that's the off-ramp to the freeway.
Okay. And it's on Santa Barbara County and Carpinteria City property.
No, it's not. It's actually it's just outside Carpinteria City. It's in county property.
Okay. And it used to be a nude beach for decades. And
for
then I
understand
people started preying upon it based on the internet and letting people know that it was a nude beach. And so there were interlopers and people who were voyeurs and people who were treating it differently than its intended purpose.
Well, nude beaches have always tended to attract gawkers. I think it's just the nature of the beast. But on the beaches where it's successful and it's organized and you've got an organization that cares, they tend to chase those people away. They will call the police if they've got somebody doing something inappropriate nearby. They tend to keep them very safe. And again, in the naturist tradition, they tend to keep those beaches well maintained and clean. And they create kind of a protective bubble around that area of sand. That was the case at Bates. What caused the problems really was not so much the irritating occasional guys that was hanging around the cliffs or down the beach. It was a housing development that came in down at the point, a gated community, And there were a couple people there, unlike their neighbors, who got along with us for fine for many, many years. There was a few people there who just took it upon themselves that morally we should not have the right to be on the beach without clothes, and they thought that we should be shut down. And they complained to the sheriff department, and there was an ordinance in, actually there is an ordinance in Santa Barbara County against public nudity, as there is in almost every other county in the state. Blacks Beach, for example.
I was just going to ask you about
in
San Diego.
San Diego, there was an anti-nudity ordinance there also, but they have an arrangement with the deputies and sheriffs in the city to allow it to happen because they maintain it and they keep the law enforced, and it's done on a verbal basis. And the same thing is true up at Gaviota, and the same thing is true further up the coast, and also in Florida. Holover Beach is a great example of a beach that became nudist and very popular on the east coast of Florida, which was very high crime ridden. Nobody wanted to go there. It was dirty, and they came in, cleaned the whole place up, created a nice protective bubble, and now it attracts thousands and thousands of tourist dollars to that whole economy. And frankly, the local city couldn't live without it. And Carpinteria had the same experience here. There were several hundred nudists that came to Bates Beach for 30 years and used to come up in the evening and have dinner in Carpinteria, spend money in the local town, and everybody got along fine. But a couple of people just decided it was their moral duty to shut us down. And the sheriff, once they get a complaint, are obligated to come down and investigate. And ironically, some of those same sheriffs were down on the beach with their families during the years, never had a problem. They enjoyed it. They participated. But when they had the uniform on, they had to come out and say, "I'm really sorry, but I have to give you a ticket."
Right.
And after so many tickets, you could only just economically only stay so long. So the nudists finally were forced to leave. But they didn't really go away mentally. They just had to go away physically. And over the 5 or 6 years since the nudists have been gone, the beach, ironically, has not been taken over by the clothed population. The beach is basically deserted. It's dirty. Because it's deserted, it also attracts crime. It attracts people who want the isolation for either sex or drugs, and it's not considered a very safe beach. And we just thought it was ironic that the county would prefer a drug-ridden, underused beach to one that was thriving with, and all we asked was just to have a little stretch with our clothes off. So
now we're, Gary, I understand.
I
understand you've got a campaign, or you want to institute a campaign to kind of get more awareness going.
Well, we started asking around, like, okay, everybody seems to say they want the beach back. Let's find out just how popular this is. Southern California Nature Association has an organization that has deeper pockets, and we decided that we would fund the effort to see what was going on. And it turns out most of the merchants think it's a good idea. They'd like to have us back. They want our money. And people in town that we talked to and surveyed said, yes, they didn't know why the beach was ever taken away. So we said, well, then let's try and get it back. So the first step of that was to demonstrate that we were around, because there's a lot of nudists up in the Santa Barbara and Ventura County areas. They just do what you do. They do hot tubbing, and they do things in their backyard, so they do things with the family, but they don't go to the beach anymore because they get a ticket. So we said, why don't you guys go up into the county, and whenever you buy things, use $2 bills. And by using a $2 bill, which is not generally used in the marketplace, it would be a signal that I'm a nudist and I support the beach, and I'm paying for this to let you know that I'm around and I'm supporting the economy of the local merchants. And we started that in May, and now when we go up there and the $2 bills are passed around, mostly on weekends by us, because that's where, when we're off work, that's where we go, it's not recognized, and people wink and they go, They spread it around to their own customers. So we got a $2 bill thing going in Santa Barbara County right now.
Okay, so are you localizing it just to Carpinteria, or are you including Santa Barbara County, as you just mentioned?
Well, the county has to make the political decision to allow ordinance to not be enforced on that stretch of beach. It is a county ordinance.
They now, Gary, before we run out of time, how are you going to assuage them that this is something that should be viable and reconsidered?
We have now started a petition drive. We're going to be at the Solstice Parade tomorrow in Santa Barbara. And around this summertime, we're trying to get a petition now of everybody who says, yes, I want it back, and take it to the supervisors, take it to the county council, and show there's a great groundswell to get the beach back and see if they can get the sheriff to look the other way for a year to get us reestablished and let us prove that we can make it work, be viable, and be part of the community again. If not, we'll go and put it on the ballot. We think that the public will support it, and we'll do something next year. The politicians have told us they don't want it on the ballot. They don't want it to be a campaign issue, so we're hoping to get it resolved this year.
And what about the self-patrolling factor?
Like all the other beaches, like Culver and Black Beach, we have a very good organization. They're down there all the time. They will patrol. We've told them that we will do that. We will self-police. We'll work with the police department if there's trouble. And this has been the model that's worked around the country, and we think it'll work for Carpinteria and Bass Beach if they just give us a chance. That's where we're asking for a one-year moratorium, not permanent. To give us a year, let us prove that it'll work, and then let's come back in a year and see if you'll make it permanent. That's all we're asking for. We think it's reasonable.
And you refer to nude beach etiquette. Do you want to share with our listeners what that is?
Well, etiquette on the beach is basically no gawking, no taking of pictures without people's permission. It involves policing your own area, watching your own kids, no loud music. Most of the stuff that you would wish to have on a regular beach, on a nude beach, there's very few boom boxes, if ever. Mm-hmm. But basically, it just means respecting people's boundaries and making sure that people around you are respecting yours and their boundaries also. It's just common sense. Not practiced a lot on lots of other beaches, but the nudists tend to enforce that on their own areas and make sure that the people who come to that beach come for the right motive.
And again, we've been visiting with the president of the Southern California Naturist Association, Gary Mussel. That petition that you are circulating, do you have a link to a website that people can sign on?
Yeah, we have a copy of it up on the nudebeachalliance.com website. Southern California Naturist has their own website, but that's linked through Nude Beach Alliance. So at this point, it's probably easier to go up to NudeBeachAlliance.com and read the information about the beach and the $2 bill campaign and the petition and our story up there.
And do you have to be a resident of Santa Barbara County to sign the petition?
I'm in Ventura County.
Okay, and so it doesn't matter that...
Well, there's only 14,000 people in Carpinteria, so when you get 30,000 people on the beach at Carpinteria State Beach, they're not just from the local.
Right.
Beaches attract everybody. Beaches are for everybody.
Yeah, but I meant for the petition to sign
it. Petition right now, we're hoping to get Santa Barbara, Ventura County people only, because that'll show the local community people. But the truth is that people come to those beach communities from everywhere. So they should expect that this is a show of support from everybody who wants to use the area.
Well, Gary, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate you sharing your story. And if anybody's interested, the nudebeachalliance.com is the contact information.